USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says he is opposed to expanding the Supreme Court.
The Federal Society had a very, very strict construction of the Constitution, but this court has gone beyond that.
In an interview on MSNBC, the president argued the conservative high court in place now is unraveling basic American rights.
Take a look at overruling Roe v. Wade. Take a look at the decision today.
The Supreme Court decision rejecting the use of race in college admissions, though, will most likely affect elite institutions.
Colleges with competitive admissions programs, including Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and others, take race into account. Most colleges and universities in the U.S. will not be as affected because they accept almost all applicants. I'm Dave Collins.
Millions of Americans may be impacted by unhealthy air quality due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. 23 states are under air quality alerts from the Midwest to the Northeast and parts of the South. The wildfire smoke is expected to mostly dissipate by the weekend. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. An emotional Peterson spoke after the verdict.
I would hope I would never want any SR, any law enforcement officer in this country to go through the last 4.5 years of what I went through.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. Charges will not be filed in the deadly stampede at the Astroworld Music Festival. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said a grand jury declined to file a criminal case against 6 people associated with the event. This is USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's teen cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Emotions are raw in Parkland, Florida, after former Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school resource officer Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all charges. Parent Tony Montalto says he doesn't understand what's needed to find someone guilty in Broward County, Florida.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know that he contributed to the deaths.
After seeing the killer avoid the death penalty and the deputy who did not confront the killer be found not guilty, his faith in the U.S. justice system is shaken. The risk of your food getting you sick is back up to pre-pandemic levels.
The CDC says new data shows risk of contracting E. coli, salmonella, or other foodborne germs went up in 2022. The agency's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report said to reduce contamination, we need collaboration among food growers, processors, retail stores, restaurants, and regulators. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is in Ukraine to meet with President Zelensky. He's the first Republican 2024 presidential candidate to meet with him. Pence has been vocal about his support for Ukraine, and the trip sends a firm message that he believes the U.S. should play a leading role in that country's fight against Russia. It also puts Pence in a unique position within his party, with 2024 frontrunner former President Trump having repeatedly praised Russian President Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.